You're listening to the StyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hello and welcome back to the StyClicks podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. Welcome to our loyal followers and anyone else who's decided to tune in. I think that pretty much covers everyone though.
That's it. Did you know this is our 31st podcast? I forgot to say that to you.
This is our 31st podcast.
It's our 31st podcast.
Wow, that famous 31 milestone.
I just felt it was worth mentioning, you know.
So yeah, this week's podcast is going to be all about stuff that me and Nessa recommend that you use.
So this is basically a podcast where we just recommend all of our favorite like tools and websites and apps and various different resources that are out there, in especially like in this day and age, the age of technology. Basically, there's just so many resources and tools out there now that people are developing to make schools and studying and exams so much easier for people, not just StudyClicks. And so we just wanted to kind of talk about the things that we've come across in the years that we've been working for StudyClicks and talking to students. Like, we've been seeing the discussion forums, we see what students talk about, we know what people love, we've tried and tested stuff ourselves, so this is the stuff that we know that works. And we've kind of compiled a list of just, like we said, tools that will definitely help you when you're preparing for exams.
Yeah, like basically just stuff that like we also use in our daily lives. And like I was saying to Nessa, there's a couple of things and I was like, oh yeah, I started using this thing and I think like the listeners of the podcast, I really want to tell them about it. Or like a podcast that I listen to and it's like, oh, that's actually really good. I think all students should listen to that. And then I was like, I don't know how to put that into a podcast. And then we were like, no, we should do a podcast where we just talk about stuff that we recommend. So this is like the Emer and Nessa recommends podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, like Nessa said, it's kind of like tools. Maybe we have a couple of apps that you can use, websites, podcasts, playlists on YouTube, Spotify playlists, things like that. We're going to break it up, Nessa, aren't we?
We have categories.
Yes. We're very organized here as per usual.
Yes. So let's just start off with our first category. So we have apps. Might just mention a few here that I'd say most students are familiar with this, but the first app that we have on the list is Forest. Everyone knows what Forest is. It's that app that like keeps you off your phone 25 minutes. If you stay off your phone, the more your forest or your trees grow. So that's like really good and it's kind of like cutesy as well because you don't want to let your tree die. So but
I would also like to take this moment to flex that I have the plus version of Forest.
What?
I paid the upgrade, but it's very cheap. Like it's barely anything. And I actually think it's worth it because you get this extra feature where you can choose apps to like, because you know, the way that you have some of these apps and we've talked about it in podcasts where like our podcast on how to avoid distractions, and there's apps that you can use to like block certain apps, but the Forest app, you can do that within your Forest app as well. So like, for example, if you have the Forest app running and, you know, let's say you have it going for 35 minutes while you're doing a certain piece of study, but you might want to use your phone to go on to, I don't know, Google Translate or Wikipedia or whatever it is, so you can always select like certain apps. If you have the plus version of the Forest app, you can select what apps that you can still use while your timer is going, which I find really handy. And the other nice thing about the being on the upgraded plan is that your trees go towards an actual tree.
What?
In the end, once you get a certain amount of coins and stuff. So it takes a while to get there, but if you're a leaving cert student and you're studying a lot and using the app a lot, then you'll definitely make up the coins to actually go and donate your tree. So then you're doing something good for the planet and it's all great.
Oh my God. So you stay focused and you help save Mother Earth. I love it.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's very nice. And like the graphics are so nice. Like it's so calming to just be on the app because it's all like cute.
That's good. Yeah, no, that's a definite one for students.
Yeah. So then like the second app on our list that we both mentioned, and again, it's similar to Forest in that everyone knows what it is probably, so we don't need to talk too much about it. But Quizlet is just worth mentioning because it's so helpful. I think anyway, for like the main point that I wanted to bring up is that it touches on something, or it's really good for something that we've talked about in a previous podcast as well, active recall and spaced repetition. Basically, is Quizlet's middle name, like the flashcard, their format of flashcards. if for some reason you've never used Quizlet or have never heard of it, then you can, it's basically a website and an app that you can either make your own flashcards or look at other people's flashcards for studying. But the way that their flashcards work is that you can kind of swipe different ways or select whether you knew it or not, the particular definition and term. And if you don't know it, then it kind of goes back into a different pile of stuff that you don't know, and it won't, and it'll show you that more frequently, or you can choose to study those ones again sooner than the ones that you did know, for example. So
that's handy. So like it automatically kind of incorporates the spaced repetition that we're talking about on another podcast.
Yes. Although that being said, I would say that Quizlet probably isn't the best. It does do that, but it's not the best app out there for that. Like there's another app called Anki, which isn't as nice as Quizlet,
oh, yeah.
I don't think.
I've heard of Anki.
Like it's not as, like the interface isn't as nice, I don't think. But Anki does, I think, I haven't used it in a while, but I think Anki has a better system of like, they have, as like Quizlet is just like, I knew it or I didn't know it. Whereas I think Anki has more options like, yeah, ask me this again, I'm not 100% sure on it, or you know, I know this reasonably well. So it gives you more options instead of just I knew it or I didn't know it, which like obviously as someone who's studying and as a student, it's not always just black and white, you know it or you don't know it. So I think, yeah, if you're looking for a more granular spaced repetition app, then maybe Quizlet isn't the best one, but Quizlet is definitely nice for a more basic version of that.
So you had two more apps that I hadn't heard about before. Do you want to talk about them?
Oh, yes. So one of them is Routinery. So, oh, also, by the way, we should probably mention that we're going to be mentioning a lot of stuff here. We should have mentioned this at the start, actually, but we're not going to expect you to remember all of them and then go look at them. We'll write all of this in the show notes or wherever you write the details. Nessa does all of those, so I'll let her figure it out, but we'll link all of
I'll
the stuff.
I'll put all
and, like,
those
write it down.
In the episode description, don't worry.
Yeah, so you can find those there. Don't worry about that. Anyway, so the app, the first app is called Routinery. And yeah, so what I was going to say was that we will be referencing back to podcasts that we've already done. And I think this particular app references back to the one where, well, actually, we mentioned in a couple of podcasts that you should always keep your routine and how important that is for kind of setting up a good year, really, like just being having a successful school year or exam period, whatever it is. Like, it's just so important to have habits in place and have a nice routine to get your brain in that area that it needs to be to study well and revise well and whatnot. So Routinery is good for that because you can put in your routine for the day. You know, it lets you choose what day of the week you want to have a routine for. It lets you put in different activities. It has like a lot of pre-selected ones, so you don't have to go creating a new one all the time. They have a ton of different habits is like what they're calling them. So like things like having breakfast, doing 5 minutes of morning meditation, going for a walk, stretching, and then obviously you can put in your own ones then, like studying for 20 minutes or writing down your to-do list for the day, whatever it is like that you want to put into your routine. Like that depends on you, but the app is very handy for setting that routine because then you can kind of, once you have your routine ready on the app, you can click go and then it walks you through the routine basically. So like if you have eating breakfast as the first 15 minutes of your routine, then that just shows up on the app and there's a timer that counts down while you're eating your breakfast, and then you can move on to the next habit and it's just walking you through it. So it's kind of helping you achieve what you're doing as opposed to like you writing it down on a piece of paper and not actually doing all of the tasks, because it's on your phone. It kind of motivates you a bit more to do it, so I think that's nice.
That sounds great. Yeah, while you're describing it, I was like, that sounds so good. And I'm downloading it as we speak.
And then like a similar one. So as per usual, I'm talking way too long on these, but I'll try to be quick. The other one is quite similar. It's called Productivity Suite. And it's a bit more advanced than Routinery. It basically is Routinery with a couple of extra features, but it's a bit more annoying because it has a pro version and there's a couple of paywalls and you get a few ads. But Productivity Suite is nice because it has a couple of extra features that you can use within it. So like you can make a routine similar to Routinery, but you can also use an extra add-on like the Pomodoro technique. So we've talked about the Pomodoro technique before. If you don't know it, it's this idea of working for like half an hour, then taking a 5 or 10 minute break, then working again. You know, this idea of taking breaks and short study periods. So there's like a feature within the Productivity Suite app that lets you kind of implement the Pomodoro technique from within the app. There's also a to-do list within the Productivity Suite. So, you know, definitely we always talk about having a to-do list. So if you want to keep that all within your app, it's definitely handy for that. And they also have like concentration sounds. So, you know, like literally you can almost do everything. I'm pretty sure you can take notes as well in the app. So you can have your whole study session within that one app. If you wanted to, like depending on how you study, obviously, but there's just like a ton of basically different study tools and things to help you concentrate and to keep you organized all within that one app, which is called Productivity Suite.
Cool. That sounds great as well. It's nice having all the tools kind of in one place.
Yeah, it's definitely handy because it's just all there for you. And obviously, like if you're studying for the junior leave insert, we have to plug StudyClicks. Like you should definitely still use StudyClicks as well at the same time.
If you're using all these but not StudyClicks, I have words for you.
I mean, not even just because we work for StudyClicks, but like you should be looking at exam papers. That is rule number one all the time. Yeah. Like look at past papers. But yeah, working using like something like Productivity Suite in conjunction with something like StudyClicks would definitely be very 100%. Useful. And it's just like it's in the name, it makes you more productive basically.
Yeah, it sounds fab. Just love the idea of being productive.
Oh, like it gives me energy to just think about being productive. I'm like, oh, imagine if I got all those tasks done today, wouldn't I just be elated?
You'd just be on such a high. Worth it. So those are apps. I love that we said, oh, this is going to be like such a quick podcast, 20 minutes max. We never learn.
We were worried about having enough to say.
That's never a problem for us.
We still have like 40 minutes of content to go. Anyway, what's our next category, Nessa?
Next category, I'm going to be very brief with these because there's things that everyone have heard of, and I won't explain it. You can just go look for them yourself. Their websites, the first one I have on my list is Khan Academy. It's basically just this great website full of, it's an American website, so obviously you're going to have to kind of keep in mind that it's not geared towards like leaving in junior cert, but there's still like, say like within the science subjects like biology and physics, it might cover like, it's basically a lot of it that is video tutorials kind of a thing.
So, and maths as well.
Yeah, the maths videos are great. So if there is like a topic that's kind of under Khan Academy that's also on the leaving in junior cert, that's really useful to have. And the whole thing is about like making education free, so that is that's just very accessible. So absolutely, you should be, if you're ever stuck on a topic or you don't understand, Khan Academy is absolutely just should be on your list of resources that you use regularly. Another website similar to Khan Academy that I find really good is BBC Bite Size. Even if you kind of like just Google like how to, or so a topic under a certain subject, it's likely that BBC Bite Size will come up in the Google search because they just cover so many things. Again, similar to Khan Academy, I won't go on about it, but definitely just go onto that website and see what kind of a crossover is there between whatever is on like England's education system and what similarities are in what you're studying for the junior leaving cert. So yeah, definitely check those two out.
I would say as well that we have a lot of Khan Academy and BBC Bite Size resources on the StudyClicks page already. So it might be a bit of a pain to go into Khan Academy or BBC Bite Size respectively and try and find like the specific thing you're looking for help on. So if you want to find something maybe a bit quicker, a lot of the time we have it on StudyClicks as well on the videos and notes page. We have it linked there. So you might find it quicker by going into our videos and notes section and then searching for the topic and then finding either the Khan Academy or the BBC Bite Size resource from there. We won't always have it, but a lot of the time I know that we do have quite a few resources from them, so that might be a quick way to find it if you want to, and otherwise you'll find plenty of other good resources and videos and things on the videos and notes page.
Everything broken up by topic, so useful. We make it so simple. Moving on then, I only had two websites on there, but the next category we have of useful resources for anyone doing exams is podcasts that you can listen to.
What do you have to recommend?
These are two good podcasts. I listened to one because I'm trying to learn Spanish at the moment. I feel like this would go better if I was living in Spain, but I'm not, so I have to listen to these podcasts instead. Me and Emer have mentioned this on other podcasts that have to do with language learning, but especially when there's a listening part of the exam with any language that you learn, it's so important that you tune your ear And you do that by listening to the language. Even if you don't understand it, it's still going into your brain. You're still training your ear to be able to pick up the sounds and the tones and all this. So the two language podcasts I'm going to recommend are Coffee Break and Duolingo. Just search for Coffee Break in whatever language. I think they do it for French, German, Spanish and Italian. Do you know, do they do any other languages?
Those would be
the four most common ones for the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert anyway. So definitely in terms of if you're ever like studying for, or if you're ever like just doing homework for either of those language subjects, it might be a nice idea to just have that on the background. You don't even need to be paying attention. Or like you could be, but it's just to have it on the background could be useful. And what Duolingo do as well, they do very nice, easy to understand stories, very short podcasts. And what they do is they kind of flip back and forth between English and whatever language that you're studying. And I got a notification off Duolingo recently that they're after doing, they're doing true crime now. They're Duolingo on that true crime buzz. they're hopping on that bandwagon. So if that's your thing, Duolingo, have you sorted?
Are they following who Duo has murdered over his...
Oh, Duo the owl.
The owl, yeah. He's incredibly threatening.
That owl is so scary, man. Yeah, maybe. He's killed before and he will kill again. Yeah, the Duolingo podcasts are quite nice. They're like just easy listening and nothing too complicated, because obviously you're just learning the language. You're not going to be able to hang on to every word. So definitely have those two saved on your Spotify or your iTunes or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, wherever you get your podcasts. I love, never get sick of saying that. Yeah, those are my two podcast recommends.
To chime into that, I also listened to one called Bjor Egan, which is an RTE Irish podcast. So if you're practicing for the Irish listening part, or just Irish in general, or if you're just a fan of the Irish language and want to listen to it, it's basically just, I think it's three girls, might be four, I think it's three girls, who just have a chat in Irish, basically, and it's always like lots of fun and lols, and it's a nice thing to kind of listen to, because I find a lot of the Irish, there's not that many Irish podcasts out there, and I would love to listen to more.
I know.
But I think there's definitely a market out there. So if there's any,
if you're thinking about
Gaelgors out there, I would listen to your podcast if you want to put one together. But yeah, because I find most of them are like from TG Cahir, or they're very sort of like stiff and something from like 20. Like they're all kind of random. Like, I don't know, something that was done in 2013 at the Electric Picnic Festival or something random like that. They're always so random and just like nothing that you actually want to listen to. Whereas I find Bjor Egan is nice because it's just like three girls having the crack, you know, so I think that's nice.
That sounds ideal.
Yeah,
is that podcasts? Were those our podcast recommendations?
Those are our podcasts. There was one more, it's called The Exam Study Expert.
Okay,
and
I haven't heard of those.
It's like a group of British people, so not everything is totally relevant, but they do a lot of stuff on just like general study tips for secondary and college students, so they keep it general, so it's nice. I wouldn't say that they'd give too many more tips than we already do here locally, yeah, on our Study Clicks podcast. So I would say, like, yeah, if you want a couple of extra things or are just thirsty for more tips, then it's also a nice one to listen to. I think they've got some good tips there, and they keep it very concise and clear.
Amazing. On to our next category of resources, and the next one we have are playlists. I actually didn't know any of these, so I'm gonna let you completely take the lead on these playlists, Seymour.
Yeah, so I actually used to be a very big, I never listened to anything when I was studying for the Leaving Cert. To preface it, I would say that playlists, like listening to too much, I wouldn't constantly listen to anything while you're studying. Like, don't make it a staple of your study time, because there have been studies to show that, like, you know, you, if you're used to doing something all the time when you're studying, and then if you're in the exam situation and you don't have that thing, like, you won't be able to listen to your lo-fi beats or whatever in the exam. So I would kind of use listening to stuff reasonably sparingly if you can, but definitely it helps a lot of the times. But like, kind of, if you're just doing homework, if you need to concentrate on something, then there are a couple of things that I like to listen to personally. So yeah, I'm gonna take the lead because Nessa doesn't have any. I'm just gonna fire through my
work
list.
Work away there.
So one that I like to listen to is on Spotify. It's Natural Concentration. Not everyone is into listening to like random rainforest sounds, but I personally find it very soothing and calming. So if you're into that kind of stuff, like rainfall or birds chirping and stuff, that's a nice one. Another one that I found on Spotify the other day that I really like. Again, not every like music is a very subjective thing, as we know. But if you're into like lo-fi beats, there are tons on Spotify. You literally just have to search lo-fi beats. But I found one cool one called Classical Concentration slash lo-fi beats. So it's just kind of like a cool mix. I know that sounds really weird,
It's
but
like
I
the
really
nerdiest
liked it.
version of lo-fi beats you can find.
I'm
It
about to
sounds
get
cool
nerdier.
though.
I'm about to get nerdier.
Oh yeah.
If you're like, okay, so well, I suppose this is. I mean, everyone has their different interests and stuff, but I'm sure a lot of people are into gaming. A lot of people are into fantasy or different books or different movies or TV series or whatever. You can pretty much find like a cool playlist either on YouTube or on Spotify for whatever you're into. So personally, like I'm about to nerd out, but I really like the Legends of Zelda game. I have a
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch and I play it a lot. But like, so I went on to and. I just find the music and it's so good. And on YouTube they have tons of different playlists. Like they'll only play the calming songs. You can find playlists of that. But like someone has put together like lo-fi beats mixed into the Legend of Zelda music, and it's so good. Like it's so cool and it's like very, very good for concentration, I find. But like whatever you're into, I bet you can find Harry Potter lo-fi beats or Lord of the Rings lo-fi beats or
Yeah,
like just
absolutely.
play. It doesn't even have to be lo-fi beats. It can be whatever. But like I guarantee you, if you like Google thing you like plus concentration music or something, you will find it. So definitely look for that if you haven't found like the right playlist for you. Another thing that it's not necessarily a playlist, but it's kind of like a thing you can find on YouTube to help you concentrate is like library room ASMR or like general room ASMR. Nessa, you were chatting about that.
Yeah, these were things that I came across, unfortunately, after that I needed to study, but I thought they were a nice idea. Even if you're not into the whole kind of ASMR thing, it's just a kind of whole atmospheric kind of sound that I think kind of helps your brain relax and kind of tune into the environment that you're in and get you, because a lot of the time when you struggle to focus, it's because you might be where you're studying might be quite a loud place. You might have siblings, family who are just chattering all the time, and it's kind of hard to find peace. I find that if you type into YouTube something like library room ASMR or atmosphere kind of a thing, and you just plug in your headphones, zone out, and then I find that the sounds are kind of like, there might be a fire crackling or a page turning or something like that, and it's just very soothing, and it zones your brain into that mindset that, okay, this is the time for concentration. And you would tune it out, but you feel like you're there. That's the whole kind of idea, I guess. But I think,
Yeah, and like it kind of builds a sense of, I don't know if community is the right word, but it almost feels like you're in a more public space and there's people studying with you. Like I know some people get hindered by the kind of sense of being alone and like, oh, I wish someone else was here studying with me. And on that note, you can go onto YouTube and just like search videos for study with me or something like that, and then like there's a ton of videos of people just silently studying, and you can kind of put them up on the screen and pretend you're studying with them, and it gives you that sense of okay, I'm not alone doing this, and that helps for some people. So look that up if you're one who it look that up if you're someone who doesn't particularly like studying alone.
Yeah, very good idea.
Okay, so
The next category of things that we have are just general tools. Kind of don't fall under any other umbrella. But like just general tools that you might find helpful. I feel kind of silly saying this one because Emer was talking about all of her like magical apps to do all these sorts of things. But for me personally, my life has been changed by the calendar app on my phone. Just purely. Purely because whenever I tell myself now, I just got into this habit earlier this year that if I need to do something, I don't, before my brain would have said, oh, I'll remember to do that. No matter how often, no matter how much history told me you will never remember to do that, I always said, oh, I'll remember to do that. But now, what I've started to do is that anytime that I know I need to do something later, even if it's literally like an hour later or a half an hour later, I will go into the calendar of my phone and set a reminder. and it will go off. And I have stuff that I need to do every day. My favorite one is my one that goes off every Sunday to remind me to clear out the camera roll in my
Oh,
phone.
that's a good one. I looked at mine the other day and I was like, it's too much. I can't go back at this now and
No,
delete
it
anything.
makes me
It's been like
anxious.
3 months and I just don't have the time to go back and delete all that.
I'm so proud of it because everyone else's camera roll is just thousands and thousands of pointless screenshots. And like there's ones from like 3 months ago. They're like, what even was this for? Yeah, but that's just kind of to give you an example of like I started doing that at the start of this year. That's just even that small, simple thing that I do once a week has just made me feel like I'm a put together person, like I'm organized, like who am I? And that's the calendar app that's already on your phone. So I just felt like if that's something that
Yeah.
hadn't occurred to you,
The
and
simple
that's definitely
things, though, are the
something.
best.
Simple things, yeah.
Like study clicks, so simple.
So simple. Study clicks makes exams easier. The other one that I use quite a lot is strict workflow. I say this because like I'm personally like addicted to social media, but I can never take a break from social media because it's my full-time job. So I need these kind of like the likes of app blockers I have, or on my browser I have an extension that's called Strict Workflow, and it's basically if you want to keep, you can actually make a list of what websites you want to keep yourself off while you're using your laptop for whatever studying you need to do. Maybe use one of the tools that we mentioned earlier on in this podcast. Basically, it's just like a little tomato that's up beside your the search bar or the website bar in your browser. And whenever you click on it, it's the same as the Pomodoro technique. It'll keep you locked out of those websites for 25 minutes, give you a break for 5, then remind you to go back to work again for another 25 minutes and so on. So that's called strict workflow. That's a good one.
Oh, interesting. On the same line of browser apps or browser add-ons, what are they called? Browser
Extensions.
extensions. Yeah, so I would recommend downloading Grammarly. You've probably seen the YouTube ads for it. Everyone's definitely heard of Grammarly at some point. But it's actually free. I didn't realize it, you can get a free version of it as well. That still is
The
pretty
free
good.
versions are really
Yeah,
good,
it does a
yeah.
lot. Like, it does pretty much everything I need to do it. So yeah, what the free version does basically is you can get it to correct your spelling or grammar. And it's very handy, especially if you're like writing an English essay and you want to do it in Google Docs, for example. It'll basically, like, if you have it turned on your browser, then it'll flag basically straight away if you've made any spelling mistake, or it recommends better punctuation. And you kind of passively learn, I find, how to use punctuation, things like that. Like, if I put in a comma somewhere and then Grammarly's like, no, you don't need to have a comma there, or vice versa, or yeah, things like that. So it's definitely helpful for that. So I recommend, like, again, it's free, so there's no harm in downloading it, and it just kind of overall improves your writing, I find. So it's good for English. And the other tool that I had on my list was Google Docs voice typing. So if you're lazy, or you don't even have to be lazy to need to do this, but if you're not great at typing or you're limited with your hands, then you can go on to Google Docs. And if you click on Tools, and then in the drop-down menu there, you should see an option for voice typing. And essentially, it just records your voice. You can start talking and it'll start typing for you. Now, you might have to speak a bit slower, or if you have a very thick accent, you have to kind of try and neutralize your accent a bit because it won't always understand everything. So you might have to go back and like change a couple of words. But overall, it's really handy if you want to make notes like really quickly, and you know, you might promise yourself to go and make them nicer at a later date, but for now you just want to take something down, or you know, if you're simultaneously looking at other notes or looking at a video and you just want to quickly take down something without having to type it all out, then I think that's a really helpful tool to have.
Very handy indeed. That's really good. I wish I knew about that. When I was doing the Leaving Cert, the next category we have are useful social media accounts to follow, which I know kind of sounds counterproductive when we're talking about all these tools that you need to stay off social media while you're studying, but there's so many accounts that are on social media now that I found, and they give such good tips, whether they're like subject specific or just general study advice. And one thing that I was saying to Emer as like an idea for someone that I thought might be good, because it's so easy these days to kind of create an alternative study account, whether it be Instagram or TikTok. But if you were to do it with Instagram and you just set up like an alt account, and it was just pure, it was that was to be your study account. You don't even need to like post anything, just like follow the right people, like follow other studygrams, follow teachers, and lots of teachers who are basically use Instagram come on like stories, and they give like mini lessons, follow them. And yeah, general like study places, follow StudyClicks. Did I mention we work for StudyClicks? And
well, it's good time to plug again that, in case anyone didn't pick it up on our last podcast, that we have a TikTok, so go follow our TikTok.
Absolutely, go follow our TikTok. I'm a bit in love with myself on it, so a bit biased, but I think I'm good at TikTok. You should follow us on TikTok.
I love our TikTok.
I'm enjoying myself a bit too much, and I'm loving all the people who are like, why is StudyClicks on TikTok, in the comments. Those are entertaining me to no end. But yeah, since it's only a recent thing, so if you haven't followed StudyClicks on TikTok, I think you should. But yeah, I like the idea. This kind of only came to me. I just like the idea of putting, of just creating another account and that just being your study account. And when you're on your study account, you only look at, because you only follow study related things, you're in the studying zone and you're following other people and they're getting you motivated and you're learning lots. I think that's a good idea. So with that, I'm going to give my recommendations. So on, I'm going to keep this like general for Instagram. One account that I love to follow, and I think that every student should be following because the tips they give are so good, is Dundalk Study Academy. You don't have to be in Dundalk to follow them. They give super study advice around the clock. They do loads of Q&As and they're just so knowledgeable. And it's two teachers. I think they're history, geography and maths teachers, but they're also state examiners. So like they just have the best tips for like, they know exactly what you need to do the best in your exam. So like because the StudyClicks account follows them, I just follow it going like, this is so knowledgeable. I wish I knew this knowledge when I was in school. So definitely if you're setting up a little study grant, or just follow them in general. If you're in secondary school, it's a really good account to follow. Another account would be our good friend Leaving Cert Guidance. This is particularly if you're in fifth or sixth year, maybe even fourth year, if you're kind of looking around the career guidance route already. But he just goes into, he's basically an expert on the CAO. He knows loads of courses. He keeps on top of that all the time. He does various different interviews and lives with universities. And it's just, if you're kind of in that place now where you're looking at what you need to do after school and you don't know what you're doing, you have to follow Dunica from at Leaving Cert Guidance, because that guy just knows his stuff and he wants to help you find your dream course as well. So absolutely tune into him for like all the latest stuff to do with the CAO and stuff about that.
Yeah, and he's super nice and he's so down to earth as well. Like did a podcast with Dunica before. So by the way, sound. None of these are like paid promotions or anything.
No
like
one
that.
Paid
just genuinely
me to say all those nice things about
these,
them.
Like, yeah, we just genuinely believe in all of these apps and tools and things. No one has asked us to do these.
Yeah. But if you do want to pay me, I will.
I mean, definitely if you're one of the people we've mentioned and you want to get on to us, by all means. But yeah, we just like genuinely believe that the things will help you. Mm. So on TikTok then, I don't know that many personally, unfortunately. Like I don't follow that many TikTok study people. But two that I do know is, and one I just find it general and I find it kind of interesting in general, the stuff that he does. The guy on Knox Study, I think a couple of his videos have gone viral, so he might have even shown up on your For You page, but it's helpful I find for English. Like he talks about a bit like Grammarly, like the correct way to use different aspects of the English language, and it's just helpful and also just generally interesting. So even if you don't take that much away from it, it's just an interesting page in general, I find. But definitely worth following them to get a bit of passive English tips if you want it. And then the other one that I saw a couple of times, I think they're a fairly popular page called At Student Life 101. I'm pretty sure it's an American girl, but she just does very aesthetically pleasing TikToks of her studying or making notes, or she gives study tips or like explains the best way to take notes if you're using an iPad, and you know, the best pencils to use and all this kind of stuff. She gives a ton of study hacks and tips, and they're all very general. Like they might necessarily be relevant to studying, you know, Elaine Chulainn or something on the Irish course, but it's definitely for general tips on how to study the best. That's a really nice one to follow, and it's just they're all just really like pretty. She has like a very optically pleasing TikTok.
A nice account that I follow is on Gaeltacht. Again, this will be in the description, because Gaeltacht is spelled with the T-O-K, that's in TikTok. They're just basically, their whole kind of stick is that they do really good, like, kind of viral, like, fun TikTok videos, but it's all in the Irish language, so it's a bit of crack, and also you're improving your Irish ability if you watch their videos. On the whole note of, like, Irish as well, there's a girl that I follow, Una Min Kavanagh, and she's a native Irish speaker, and she does a lot of her TikToks in Irish, so along that whole vein of, the more of that language that you're learning, the more of it that you consume and you listen to, you're kind of subconsciously improving your ability and your your knowledge of that language. So those were two Irish TikToks that I came across. These guys aren't relevant, but these guys aren't like Irish things, but I felt following them might be good. And one of them was Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I love him. He's so cute.
I love when, like, super old people just get so involved. But he's, like, he's just a very wholesome man, and he just wants you to learn. There's another kind of along that whole sciencey route. There's an account I follow called the Institute of Human Anatomy. And some of the stuff they do there is kind of quite relevant to a lot of stuff you'd be learning in science and biology. So that might be a good one to follow. There's another guy called Dominic the Science Guy. I think he's coming for Bill Nye's gig, but he's also quite good. And I think that was the height of my but if you follow a lot of those kind of studying accounts, then your algorithm is kind of going to go the way of showing you more like educational study videos. So that's why it might be a good idea to like set up an alt account that's just for following study things, especially that's useful for TikTok when it learns your algorithm that much.
Any other social media accounts?
That's it. I feel like if you kind of, from following those few that I mentioned, you'll be kind of recommended more, and you can kind of just kind of create this whole kind of network of just really a kind of a community of studying people. You're all there for the same thing. You want to learn more, you want to get better at studying, you want to motivate yourselves. So whether that's Instagram or TikTok or I don't know, Pinterest, there's loads of different kind of platforms out there for that sort of thing. But I think kind of creating a social media account that's just for studying, I think that's kind of a useful tool that falls under this recommendation podcast.
Yeah, and for what I found with all of those studygrams is that you gain so much extra tips. So like, obviously we're giving out what we recommend here, but once you go and follow those, you'll get so much extra things, so many extra things, and learn about even more tools we don't know about yet or that we don't use yet. So the more you follow, the more you'll learn, and the more helpful tools that you'll find out about to just make your studying easier, make your learning and school life and all that that bit better. So definitely I think that idea of kind of setting up an account specifically for that and just getting into that side of social media is definitely helpful. And just in general, like, chat to your friends, what tools they use. If you have any tools that we have mentioned here that you think like are revolutionary and every student should know about, then let us know. Get in touch over social media. We can maybe suggest it to our videos and notes page if it's a website or something like that. Otherwise, just let us know, because we always want to spread the word about any tool that will make life easier for students out there.
Absolutely. I think that's it. We didn't go on for we went on for maybe 3 times longer than we thought we would, as usual. So those are basically all of our recommendations. I hope I can think of like a snazzy title for this podcast that will make people want to listen, because I think there are some really genuinely really helpful tools that are going to, if it's anything like me and the calendar app on the phone, it's going to change your life.
Yeah, like the great thing about all those is that they're all free. I mean, other than a couple of things where if you want a slightly better version of the tool, then you have to pay to upgrade. But they're all very accessible. So long as you have a phone or laptop, you can use all of them. So just really easy ways to enhance your studying and your learning.
That's it. So I guess we might as well wrap up. We've gone on for long enough, as we always do. Please follow the StudyClicks podcast wherever you're listening to it, whether that's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We would also find it really, really nice if you left us a 5-star review.
Please, we'd love you forever.
It brings us up on the charts. It means other people can listen to it. It means they can get this very nice advice. We want to change lives. That's what me and Nima are here to do. We're here to
one
change
step
lives.
At a time.
That's what we, when we started this job as psychics, we're like, I'm going to change lives. And that's what we're doing. What else can you do for the Psychics podcast? If you want to get in touch with us, whether it's to recommend anything for the podcast, you think we should get any guests on, you have any constructive criticism, maybe. Please
kidding.
Be nice.
Just don't let us know. We're kidding. Of course, get in touch if you have any recommendations of how we can make this podcast more suited to you. Otherwise, another thing you could do to help us is tell your friends about it. If there's anyone that you think would benefit from listening to our tips, we've got plenty more. If you haven't listened to a lot of our podcasts yet, go check out everything that's already in our podcast bank, which is a ton of helpful tips basically around everything to do with school and study. So that's
now 31 podcasts, like I recommend, like I said at the top of the podcast. So
that's
our
mad.
Big milestone.
How have we had enough to say for 31 podcasts?
I know, and people do be listening to us. Fair
Thank
play.
You.
Fair play.
Thanks, everyone.
And finally, if you just want to get in touch with us for whatever reason, you can do that through the website, through that little chat button at the bottom on StyClicks.ie. Makes exams easier. Did we mention the StyClicks podcast that you're listening to? We work for StyClicks. Are you using StyClicks to help with your exams?
I feel like we haven't introduced ourselves in ages. People are like, who are these people?
We didn't do that for this entire
Should we introduce
podcast.
Ourselves at the end of the podcast?
You've been listening to Nessa and Emer, two sisters who work for StudyClicks. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, where we're study_clicks, Twitter, and most recently TikTok. Go follow us on all of those. And there's obviously messaging things on all of those things. So if you ever want to get in touch, it's very easy to do that there. Is that the end of the spiel? I think it is.
That is. We're going to leave it there. But thank you so much for listening. Hopefully those tools and tips and apps and whatnot will help you have a bit of an easier time, because it's not easy, but it will get easier if you use these and if you keep using StudyClicks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you next time.
Please cut out that "oh, yeah." Bye for now.
Bye.